Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I sit and listen to him by myself.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Seeger, good choice, Alex. You love it. It's 7:06 in the morning. It's Monday. It's April 29th. It's going to be a beautiful day out of New York. Yes, had a nice day yesterday. And it's interesting. I have to say, if I may, just for a moment, and I mentioned this last night, is, you could always do the show from home. Like, you could do the show from anywhere now. It's so amazing, the technology. Absolutely love the technology of today. And when I'm either down in Nashville or wherever we're going, you know, a matter of fact, when we go on those cruises, we're checking with Norwegian Cruise Line where I can broadcast from because I like to stay on the air. And it's a beautiful day, and I'm going like, oh, I should be hanging around. This is yesterday, you know? And I'm saying now, and I got the show at night, but everybody's so nice. You've been so, loyal. They're just a loyal, and we have the best audiences in the world and the best advertisers in the world. So I said, I'm going in. A beautiful day, and I hauled all the way into New York last night. You know, it always takes at least a couple hours with the crazy traffic out there, especially in New York City, you know? But I stayed there, but I still get a charge out of it. You know, I get a charge when I come near New York still keep hoping that New York will come back. I'm one of those guys. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's leaving. Everybody's leaving the city. If you look at the numbers and the thousands of people that leave New Jersey and New York every month, because the politicians are just there for their own power and their own control and their own benefit, you know. But I just still get a charge in New York. I still get a charge jumping on the radio, you know. When I went to school and I went to Jacksonville, Florida, got a degree in broadcasting. I know, can't believe it. I graduated thanks to my dad pushing me through like that. So here we are on the radio, and that's why I have the responsibility to speak the truth, because I always feel. When I'm watching that correspondence dinner, it was such an unsettling feeling. It was like I was in Stalin Russia, you know? It was like I was in North Korea. That's what I felt. Because you can't, and if you go against that, you're going to be vilified, and they're going to use that against you. And it's really what I felt. And they're just up there talking, and Biden's up there, they're laughing. The world is on fire. It's on fire. And it's because of the guy that's sitting next to Kelly O'Donnell from NBC News. That's, and not that guy. He's a puppet for sure, you know. But they're laughing and they're having a great time, and oh, they're all dressed up. And they make it like the Academy Award. They're all lying to us. No one is telling you the truth. Oh, my gosh. And I felt like it was like Pravda, you know, in the old days of Russia, you know, the KGB days. Dan Hoffman's going to join us. He'll know. It's like Pravda, and they're afraid to say anything. Don't say anything. And they keep the same tone, like, and they start bashing, they're bashing Trump, you know, and yet Biden's the guy that caused Afghanistan, that caused Ukraine, that caused Israel, you know. Gee whiz. It's just, and that you and I, when we look at the cost, I went shopping the other day. I can't believe how much money it costs now because the inflation. Yet we're going to still give billions of dollars away as we pay our taxes. So it's unsettling. And I think that most of those folks in that little enclave of the news media, that little special elite country club that they're in, I think it's getting smaller and smaller, and people are getting hipper and hipper and understanding that we are being lied to, you know? So just be careful. But it was unsettling to watch. It was unsettling to watch. It was because it's like they don't want to deal with reality, and they're afraid to speak the truth because they will you'll be shut out of the club. You won't be allowed in the country club. But I'm an Italian, and then my Jewish friends will identify with this. There were times they didn't allow us into country clubs. Yeah, if you were Italian, you couldn't get into the club. You're Jewish. And I remember distinctly as a kid that there was a club by where we were brought up in high school in North Caldwell, New Jersey, Greenbrook, I think it was called Greenbrook Country Club. Is that it? And it was an all Jewish club. And I remember my friends telling me because a lot of the Jews couldn't get into other country clubs because they were Jewish. And I said, that's great. They formed their own club. Yeah. They said, you know, kiss off. We're going to do our own club. They have a beautiful club like that. But now look where we are with the anti-Semitism. It's worse than ever now. Yeah, but let's celebrate. Let's celebrate with the press in Washington, D.C. like nothing happened. And well, our campuses are just riddled with a cancer of Hamas. And they're, I'm telling you, all of that. And don't think like that's just happening spontaneously. That is a concerted effort to take us down. And a concerted effort, people who are, they have a lot of these organizations that have taken over the college campuses. But let's party in Washington, right? You know, one of the weirdest stories I heard, because everybody's thinking, who is Donald Trump going to pick for a VP? He apparently met with Ron DeSantis, right? And which I think is a great thing. And then, you know, of course, Tim Scott, we always talk about. I think I like Mike Pompeo because he's Italian. He's West Point. He knows the world stage. So Mike Pompeo's out there. Byron Donalds from Florida is great. So, but who did they get? Then they had Kristi Noem. And so everybody liked Kristi Noem from South Dakota. You see her with the commercials. And always, oh, this is a nice gal. She writes a book. And you can't make this up. And she writes a book where she talks about, and I know it's early in the morning, but this is so weird. And there was like a dog that she had, a hunting dog she had, and the dog was not behaving, wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing. And it was always, I don't know what the book, I did not read the book. I read like the Rolling Stone version of this story. So again, the Rolling Stone is so far left, woke, out of objectivity. I don't know what to trust. But this is, it says like Kristi Noem, she like shot the dog and she killed the dog. Is that now Joe Sibilia? Good morning, Joey. Let me. Good morning. Is that a verified story? Do we know, guys?
Yeah. Well, this is apparently a story that she has shared in her book, and also I guess had told other people about. Who shares a story like that? The only time that was acceptable was in Old Yeller, and beyond that, I don't think that's ever acceptable to be shooting your dog.
What? Who? And like you said, you hit the nail on the head. How is who? Is editing this book? You say, look, governor, maybe you shouldn't put the part where you kill the dog, and then she kills a goat as well right after that.
I think you're right, but it wasn't even so. Even worse was the way she wrote about it. It was almost as though she was bragging about it.
Yeah.
Miranda Devine wrote a great piece in the New York Post about this that I read yesterday, and it hit the nail on the head. She was saying that if she believes in the policy of all publicity is good publicity, she's sorely mistaken with this regard.
Yeah, I retweeted that out, you know. So I don't know what to believe. I just don't know what to believe. But it's a quarter after seven, and so Harvard and anti-Israel protesters, they fly the Palestinian flag in a spot reserved for the United States of America Stars and Stripes. So, and the New York Post says this morning, Harvard has fallen. So, flag raising incident took place 6:30 p.m. This was the other night. In total, three flags were hoisted on the camp. I don't know what's wrong with these people. I don't know what's wrong. It's except that it's people that planned this. It's a directive, and now they're just trying to go into colleges and say that Hamas is good. Hamas is good. I don't hear pro. It's not. This is not pro-Palestinian. This is pro-Hamas. Okay. So, and where's the president on this? Has the he goes? Oh yes, they shouldn't treat Jews like that in America. But also, we have to think about the Palestinians. You know, if October 7th doesn't happen, none of the return happens from Israel and the IDF. They have to shut Hamas down. And you want to know the truth? They are going to shut Hamas down. And Hezbollah is right next on the list. You've got terror groups that are just terror groups for terror groups. They have no belief in their heart for anything good, in my opinion, except to kill Jews because I think they hate each other. And again, if they devastated and decimated Israel, decimated the United States of America, I tell you this 1,000 times, they'd be fighting with each other. That's the ilk of the barbarism and the nastiness of these groups like Hamas, and you got kids flying the Hamas flag, for crying out loud.
Well, yes, by the way, on the topic of these campus protests that are still going on after a week and a half, Jill Stein, who's the Green Party presidential candidate, was arrested on Saturday during one of these protests at Washington University in St. Louis. Now, if you're running for president, do you really think it's a good look to be participating in one of these protests, let alone being arrested at one of these protests?
Yeah, she's incidental, I guess. But yeah,
regardless, you're running for public office. If you want to be president, you would hope you'd be a little smarter than to be going and throwing your 2 cents in this.
Yeah, anything for attention, I guess. Joe Biden trails Donald Trump in another story here in a new national poll. Donald Trump leads President Biden by 6 percentage points. Oof. And then they were doing something down at that correspondence dinner about how they're tied, and how could they be tied when all that's going on with Donald Trump? All that's going on with Donald Trump is manufactured by the people that were sitting at that correspondence dinner, and 99% of the people that were in the event at the tables getting served. And then, oh, I wanted to tell you this too, at that correspondence dinner. Joe, see if you can find this.
Sure.
There was, Biden's up there, he's sitting next to Kelly O'Donnell, and I'm watching this in amazement that this is happening with the world exploding around us, right? And then a waiter from behind comes over and he gives Kelly O'Donnell, I think he was putting bread down, you know, when you get to those, you're on the dais and the waiter. And then he went by Biden, and Biden puts his finger up and he doesn't look at the guy, but he just says something like, and he was requesting something, did not turn to the person, the server, did not acknowledge the server, didn't say nothing, put finger up, face looking out, and asked for something, and you see the server go, you know, nodded his head, like, yes, sir, yes, Mr. President, like that, and then Biden went, that didn't even acknowledge the server. When someone comes over to you and is serving you at a dinner, especially of that caliber, you turn to the server, you could ask the server's name, you could make, and maybe he did beforehand, and I may be wrong on all this, but it looked like typical Biden out of it coldness, lifelong politician. That's the way I saw it. Thank you. Thank you. Nothing. 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 See if you go, and no one's talking about it. I saw it, and maybe I'm too much. I know I tip too much. Maybe I'm too gracious, but those are workers. Those are workers, and you should, every time that person comes over, you make eye contact. You give thank you. That person is working and working so hard for you. It was so cold hearted for me. Trump would know the guy's life story. That's the kind of guy Trump. He would know the kids. How's your kid? He would name the children. Hey, how's Johnny doing? He's still in school, third grade. That's the difference between, to me, these two politicians.
Biden just barks out orders into space. Sauvignon Blanc! More bread!
No one knows what he's saying. Yeah. He just does it. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Where's the gravy?
We'll check out the news. Here we go. It is 7:19, and Hoagie Gidley is going to join us, and we'll get into it and all the politics with Mr. Gidley coming up momentarily. Debbie's out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How you doing?
Remember
last week with all the workers outside when Trump was out there and they're all screaming for him? It's just so nice to see that they feel so connected. You know, we all feel connected to him.
I tell you, well, it was telling because they were all Democrats. They were all Democratic Union members, and And a lot of that went viral, and you're absolutely right. They said, we've mm-hmm. had it. We've had it. I don't know how they're so out of it. And I'm watching this thing down in Washington, how they're that out of it, all just patting themselves on the back when the rest of us are just trying to pay our bills. You know,
right.
It's like, whoa,
I know.
How could you be that out of it? I can be that out of touch, you know?
Another world.
It is.
You know?
It is. Debbie, we'll stay. We will be with the people, of the people, yes. For the people, by the people. 20 after 7, Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic. How we doing, Deb?
Joe, it looks like we're seeing volume here on 95 still. The Bruckner North at East Tremont Ave over in the Bronx. It's an accident. Couple of cars collided, and it's been out there for quite a while. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 10-minute delay. Lincoln 15. Holland Tunnel, that's about 15 in from both approaches. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel, some earlier problems cleared. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. We're seeing delays on the westbound Bruckner at 138th, a disabled vehicle over there. 88 is closed in Lakewood, right by New Hampshire Avenue. Accident with a down telephone pole. Tunnelly Ave, southbound slowing down by County Road, Secaucus into Jersey City, but they just cleared an accident. And the LIE eastbound right at Casino Boulevard, it's an accident. Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes like Jason Arno. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Mike Gallagher says we're witnessing a theft.
Bogus criminal case against Donald Trump. A so-called hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. So now Alvin Bragg has figured out a way to turn it from a misdemeanor into a felony just in time for the election. They are trying to steal the election. No other way to put it. There is an attempt to rig the 2024 election that we're witnessing before our very eyes.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is bracing for the Federal Reserve's meeting this week, starting on Tuesday and wrapping up with Fed Chair Jerome Powell answering questions on the economy on Wednesday. Nancy Tengler, Chief Investment Officer at Laffer Tengler, is not anticipating an interest rate cut from the Fed.
I would just say, look to the 90s for the Fed's playbook. You can have higher for longer. These rates, compared to my career, are not very high based on history. They averaged 5 to 7%, the 10-year did in the 1990s, and yet stocks had a pretty nice run.
More earnings come out this week. Domino's Pizza and SoFi Technologies report today. The monthly employment report for April is released on Friday. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index released tomorrow. ADP's monthly report on private employer hiring is out on Wednesday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
New York Boy Scouts of America CEO Soroya Friedman Gonzalez.
How is scouting different from other youth programs? A lot of youth programs in New York City are targeted for a particular population or community. And by design, kids are kind of isolated, and it creates this sort of like, these kids are in this program and these kids are in that program. And it has sort of like a us versus them. Scouting in New York City, you have all kinds of families from all kinds of socioeconomic backgrounds. So you have diversity, not just in terms of religion, race, ethnicity, but also in terms of socioeconomic status.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me talk about why refi, if I can. You know, you can have a secure investment that actually helps people. You can invest in helping refinance private school loans. It's smart and safe and helps people. Here's a quick example. Lindsay owed about $270,000. That's almost $300,000 in student loan debt. You know, some of us aren't going to get bailed out by the government, you know. After battling with other lenders, Lindsay reached out to YRefi, and they were able to work with her and her mother to create a plan that was built around getting her out of debt. So if you work with YRefi, you could earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You're in control. You could turn your income on or off. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly. There are absolutely no fees. You have peace of mind, no attack on principle. You know what? It's a collateralized portfolio that may be a better place than where you have your money right now. So please check out investyrefi.com. Please invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Folks all over the country are earning this high fixed rate of return with YREFI, and they don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market. By the way, the folks at YREFI get it. They get it. They understand where you are. So you got to give them a call because they're trustworthy, they're honest, but they also understand what you're going through. So just go to investyrefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Be sure to tell them Joe Biscopo sent you.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, Hogan Gidley is a former National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign, former White House Deputy Press Secretary, and friend of the program. You see him on Newsmax, and he's kind enough to join us this morning. Hogan, happy Monday. How are you, my friend?
Doing really well, Joe. Thanks so much for having me. I always appreciate the time.
Well, you know what? Were you at, dare I ask, the White House Correspondents Association dinner, my friend?
I was.
You were there! Oh, my God!
Heck yeah.
So, listen, you got to walk us through. I'm trying to watch it, and I felt like I was watching Pravda, you know, in the old Soviet Union, you know, because everything was like, it was like a surreal situation. Walk us through what it was like being there. You see all these people on the news. No one says anything about lying to us in the mainstream media. They're making fun of everything and everybody. You know, some of the jokes were even-handed, which we appreciated. But Hogan, they're so out of touch. They're giving each other awards, and they're not acknowledging the Russia hoax, the Zelensky phone call, the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, all the mistakes. I mean, vicious mistakes. The lives lost because of misinformation regarding COVID. None of that. Patting themselves on the back. It was a little nauseating to watch. What was it like being there, Hogan Gidley?
Well, I got to tell you, I got the invite to go to the dinner this year from the fine people over at Newsmax. So I was sitting with all those guys and girls, and we had a great time. And it's always interesting to me because, you know, you have a lot of people in the room there who are quote unquote journalists. You have a lot of folks in there. You got some celebrities rolling around too. But the fact is, when they get up there and kind of give those awards, you do get a sense of just a lack of self-awareness a lot of times, because there is no acknowledgement of the difficulties we've all faced in the past. From listening to stories that turned out not to be true, from following news articles that ended up hurting our lives to some degree. So I've always been kind of shocked at the fact that there is no self-awareness in that room whatsoever. The night's fine. Like I said, there's some people that I've worked with for 20 years in politics, 20 years in the media. Some are some really good people. But look, to pretend as though that isn't just one big, huge love fest pat on the back, despite the fact there have been so many failures from the media, would be disingenuous, to say the least.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch. And did Biden look okay? I know he's sitting next to Kelly O'Donnell from NBC News the whole night, and they're talking, and it's nice, and they're laughing, and I'm going like, ugh. It's like, you know, but because every time they report something, they're not going to ever do anything that's objective or tell the truth about this guy. Biden. The world is on fire, Hogan. The world is on fire. The inner cities are exploding. The school campuses are a nightmare, sticking up for Hamas, and they're celebrating themselves. And they kept making fun of Fox News, which was like, what is that? What was that? They said, you know, they take a shot at Fox News. Did they make any shots at the Newsmax, do you know?
Last joke of the night, they took a shot at Newsmax, too, of course. But yeah. What's so funny is, you know, everybody in the room, for the most part, is like-minded. They are leftists. They do carry the water for the Biden administration, except for Newsmax, except for Fox. So they're going to be the butt of some jokes for sure. Overall, look, that's a tough room. As you know, you've seen some comedians bomb up there pretty regularly.
Oh, it's tough.
I always say it's like giving the response to the State of the Union. It's like a no-win position for anybody doing it. And I thought Jost did a pretty good job. I thought he had some good bits here and there. He did rip on Biden some, which, you know, it's interesting. You and I are both sitting here saying, well, it was even-handed somewhat. It's like three jokes about Biden. We think, oh, you know, that's like that's the best we can hope for. It's like just a couple of jokes because everything else
it's
is
so funny.
Against us, so one-sided. So, you know, it was it's a big long night to sit there and pat each other on the back and give journalists giving other journalists awards, and then you're done.
And you know what, too, at the beginning, when Kelly O'Donnell got up, and I know, I do this, we did a big event last week with our friends, our Italian friends, and people talk throughout those whole things. You spent a lot of your time wrangling. I felt bad for her because it's typical press. No one was listening, man. They finally settled down. They finally settled down after a while, yes? Did they finally settle down a little bit, at least when Biden got up there?
They did. They did. He just sounds so bad. I was too far away to like see him, except for they threw him up on the big screen a couple times.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of awkward moments that the press tried to kind of pass off as like a laugh deal or like a funny thing. But when people came over to him to shake his hand and then take a picture with him, he was just lost. He would look around. He didn't know what was going on. And you were just like, oh, man. And they laugh like, ha, look how funny he is. And I'm like, no, that's not funny.
Yeah.
That guy just didn't know where he is.
It's so true. And, you know, and to your point with Colin Jost, actually, he was likable up there. But, you know, they're so slanted. And I never want to speak ill of any colleague from SNL. But I thought he was OK. But it's a thankless job. You're absolutely right. It's like singing the national anthem. If you nail it, nobody cares. One mistake, it lives forever. And so so it's like a thankless. And it didn't seem like people were. But it seemed like, I mean, your thoughts on Colin Jost, because it was, again, we couldn't hear the laugh. Were they laughing there that maybe it didn't transmit over the television?
Well, I'll tell you, people in the room were laughing. Look, I actually talked to Lorne Michaels for a little bit. I talked to Colin Jost as well, because I'm an SNL nerd. I mean, I've been watching that show forever. I mean, that's one reason I'm always so freaked out when I come on your show. I'm like, I'm such a big fan of Joe Piscopo. So I had a good chance to talk to them for a little bit, and we talked about some of the comedy, the humor, et cetera, they did that night. Yeah. And I have a mutual friend who used to be an SNL writer, a guy named Rob Smigel, who does the Triumph, the NFL comic dog. He and I are friends in a weird way. And so we talked about that for a little bit, and you know, they were nice. I met Lorne Michaels a few years ago when Cecily Strong did the dinner, when she was another SNL alum was doing it. And I was so enamored with the first time I met him. Like, we used to do SNL sketches on Betamax in high school. Like, we would, you know what I mean? And the only thing I could come up with, I was thanking him for like years of laughter. I said, we used to do those sketches all the time. And we, and she goes, oh, really? Well, like, which ones? And we did them all. And the only one that I could come up with,
it was
a few years ago now, the only one I could come up with was Tunsis, the cat who could drive a car. And I was like, of all the great characters, of all the great lines, all I got?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it was kind of like, I'm like a moron. But nonetheless, you know, when you talk to some of those people, a lot of them kind of tell you on the side, look, I don't hate you guys, you know, like, I made a point that Stephen Colbert and Seth Meyers, another SNL guy, used to do Weekend Update, they did some bits on me while I was in the White House. Pretty funny. I was like, they're pretty good. And they're like, look, we don't, you know, we're not, it's portrayed like we hate everybody. We're not like that. And so off camera, they seem to be a little bit better, you know, but make no mistake.
Yeah.
You're in a room where everyone hates you. There's no doubt about it. But that's one reason, honestly, Joe, one reason I like going is because I can walk through there with my chest kind of puffed out.
There you
go. My shoulders back and like, it was better under us.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
I know you don't like me. I know you hate Donald Trump, but too bad. We were way better off.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Hope, to your point, and we need a guy like you that could bridge that gap, you know, because you're right. Lorne Michaels, we are in awe of Lorne Michaels. He's the grand, high, exalted, mystic ruler of SNL, came up with the whole concept. So you have to respect that. Colin Joe seems like such a great guy. Hey, he's married to Scarlett Johansson. How bad of a guy can he be? I mean, really. So, you know, so you got to appreciate that. But boy, oh boy, I remember too being on the show, and I was appointed to do the Reagan sketch, and they did something up front of all the present. They didn't put my sketch up there because they don't want to go near anybody who's somewhat conservative. They stay away from it.
Right.
And maybe we'll get to a point. Hopefully we get to a point where we don't have to worry about it, and they're not afraid of each other. And that's what it is. They're afraid of each other, and they're afraid to say the wrong thing, Hogan, you know? So hopefully we'll get there. Hopefully we'll get there.
You got to be able to make fun of everybody. And
that's right.
It's so one-sided now, it's not fun anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's exactly right. Once we get through this nonsense, and I think it's going to turn around. I certainly hope so. But you would be a big part of that, Hogan Gidley. You're great at that because you're great. You're even-handed, and the word I always use is measured, and that is so vital in this crazy political world. Hogan, thank you, my friend. Thanks for taking the time with us and sharing your experience this weekend, man.
All right, listen.
I'll talk to you soon. This Thursday I'm around if you want to do a Zoom. And I'm not pushing it. You guys are always there for me. I'm going to be there for you. Yes, sir. What are you thinking?
We'd love it.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Standing by for you, Hogan. Thank you, brother. Hogan Gidley right there. Joe on the radio. Dan the Man Hoffman standing by. He's our CIA dad coming up. And right now, Bill Gagan has the news for Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 66 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. The parents of a one-month-old boy was found dead in a Staten Island apartment have now been charged. The incident happened around 6:45 in the morning Saturday at the West Brighton Houses. He was taken to Richmond University Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The boy's parents, 36-year-old Janice Lightfoot and 38-year-old Leonard Thompson, have both been charged with two counts of reckless endangerment. Police are looking for two men they say responsible for at least seven different robberies of rideshare drivers throughout the city. Police say all the incidents took place between February 26th and March 13th, and each time the same two men would call an Uber or Lyft. Another aftershock from the April 5th earthquake that affected nearly 42 million people hit New Jersey this weekend. The aftershock on Saturday morning registered 2.9 magnitude. Its epicenter was located near Gladstone in Somerset County. Sports action, wins for the Rangers, Knicks, Mets, and Yankees. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan, AM 970. The answer, check the roadways, Debbie Duhane.
And good morning, Bill. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Meters parking rules in effect. 95 Northeast Tremont Ave in the Bronx. They finally cleaned up that accident. Inbound George Washington Bridge is moving okay. Lincoln 15, Holland about 25 from 109, a little bit better from the turnpike. You're building slightly on the southbound side of the thruway. Some volume here as you get down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 eastbound slowing down through White Plains. Busy on 95 southbound, slowing down through Darien and the Merritt Parkway southbound slowing down right through New Canaan. We're still seeing volume on the eastbound side of the Gowanus right up through the Prospect. Westbound BQE slowing down at the LIE. Over on the LIE, eastbound slowing down into Kew Gardens. Westbound LIE, that's stop and go into Woodhaven Boulevard. Van Wyck northbound slowing down right through Atlantic Avenue. And watch for slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway south into exit 145. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 83 degrees. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. It's time for their Grand Slam event. Alex Kinsella, he's the general manager. Great guy. Iggy Giuffre, Alex, and the guys over at and the gals over at Route 22 Toyota. Alex is a big baseball fan, so he's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year. Check this out, please. Zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models. Low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Those are amazing numbers, I'm telling you right now. How about this? Lease deals starting at just $79 per month. Are you kidding me? You could call Alex, 973-705-8905. You speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And remember, everybody drives. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. You know, I'm telling you, they have a goal at Route 22 Toyota about 100% credit approval. That is the goal at Route 22 Toyota, 100% credit approval going on right now as I speak during the Grand Slam event where you can save big on your next Toyota for Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent me.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I talked to you about how horrible nutrition has become for people in our ultra-processed food society. Truth is, it's even worse for our beloved dogs. Seen dog food lately? It's more like dead food. Mr. Briggs is our best friend, and the more adventurous we are, I've realized that food is the most important thing ensuring he's healthy. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has invested everything into bringing our dogs food to life. He created Rough Greens, not dog food. It's a natural supplement to your dog's existing food. Full of essential vitamins and minerals and made right here in America. You don't have to change your dog's food. Just adding Rough Greens to their existing diet will be the best decision you ever made to improve their life. Mr. Briggs has more energy, plays longer, and is overall the best version of himself. Dr. Black is so confident that this will change your dog's life. He is providing a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping. Head to roughgreens.com/Kirk. That is ruffgreens.com/Kirk. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk to grab yours today, roughgreens.com/Kirk.
All right, let me talk about Relief Factor. Dan Hoffman standing by. I'm going to give you the information right here. If you can call 800-4-RELIEF, you will talk to a person. You talk to a person and say, I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show, and I'm thinking about getting that three-week quick start. And they will tell you everything you need to know about Relief Factor. $19.95 for that 3 week quick start from Relief Factor. 5 days I was out of pain. Some people 2 days. Give yourself 8 days. Give yourself 3 weeks for the 3 week quick start. Over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor quick start kit. Nearly 70% go on to order more. Are you kidding me? And this is vital if I may. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. 100% drug-free Relief Factor. The three-week quick start is only $19.95 with a feel-better or your money-back guarantee. Like we say in Jersey, you got nothing to lose. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, relieffactor.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Dan Hoffman is a retired CIA senior clandestine services officer. Knows so much about Russia. Has done so much for this country. Fox News contributor. Except I'm looking now at a video that Dan took of his son playing soccer. Dan, you are the best. I swear, you're so like me. You do the same thing. I have more video of my kids doing everything. God bless you for that. At the soccer game. Did you stay the whole time? I know you do, right, Dan Hoffman, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was the highlight of my Saturday, was watching my kids score a goal and make an assist in his soccer game. In fact, he's sitting in my car right now. I'm dropping him off at morning soccer practice, so he's hearing every bit of this and loving it. But he's got a monster right foot, man. He's the smallest kid out there, but he's super fast and very smart and lots of good skills. I always say, thanks, Mom, for the DNA, because He didn't get it from his dad.
Yeah, I got to tell you, as your son is listening, and just to protect your privacy, he knows he has a great dad. And your dedication, not only being a hero in the CIA, man, but just to be a dad like that, that's the true hero in you, Dan Hobman. So I know your son appreciates
it. Thank you, Joe. Right back at you, man. You and I have that in common, and that's what we hold most near and dear to our hearts.
It was so true. I went to my Charlie, my 13-year-old, said, Dad, could you come down and you could be the most important person day, like at school? So I'm there. I'm sitting with all the other fathers, you know, and I'm sitting at a lunch, you know, in the old elementary school with the long tables. Yeah. And you know what? You got to do it, man. It's the best thing in the world, and how proud we are of our kids. I love that. And then, of course, your son must get a kick out. Is your son hip to what you did with the CIA undercover, fighting the most evil people on the planet in something called the KGB in Russia? Is he hip to all that, Dan Hobman?
He's definitely hip to that now. I would say this definitely over the past year or so. He's really gotten into it and understands, like, military history. It's kind of his favorite thing, and espionage, and he's totally into it. And but you know, it's all about, like, for him too. I mean, you just want him to be kids and do kid stuff and not get too worried about what's going on in the world. And that's why being at a soccer game, my other son had a swim meet, so I went over there and made that for the afternoon. You know, that's like, that's the best part of my of my life, honestly.
Amen to that. What a great dad you are. And remembering the mother of the children, you know, what a great memory. I mean, and what a legacy she has left, Dan Hobman. Hey, Dan, tell us about, let's get to the business if we can while we have you before you go to the soccer field. So Biden and Netanyahu had the phone call. Walk me through this. Does the CIA call, this is the question, Dan Hobman, please. Does the CIA tell Chuck Schumer, head of the Senate, to say, hey, we got to take Netanyahu out of there because he's causing us too much problems, and let's get him out of there? Does that happen through the CIA? Is there an initiative on behalf of that in a shadow government of sorts to take Netanyahu out? And is this conversation just a kind of a front for the way Biden and his administration really feels about Bibi Netanyahu?
Well, I mean, this is purely political, and President Biden's feeling a lot of pressure right now because of the, you know, humanitarian crisis in Gaza. But I think it's important for all of us to remember is you've got a well-trained Israeli army fighting a guerrilla terrorist group, which is deliberately hiding among civilians in a super small area the size of Philadelphia. And it's really hard to do that without killing civilians. But there's a political price to be paid for that, and that's why the president's on the phone with Netanyahu. They're talking about maybe reaching some kind of a ceasefire agreement with a hostage release. Secretary Blinken is in the region today trying to negotiate that. But this is exactly what Hamas wants. It's what Iran wants. They love seeing all those kids out there demonstrating and protesting at our universities. That's feeding into Iran's narrative and the information war against us right now.
It's so true. It's exactly what it is. And the Rafah invasion, I mean, Israel will just barrel through and take out Hamas, Dan Hobman. Aren't you feeling that, sir?
I think they will. I think the goal, as with any counterinsurgency operation, or in this case, they've got to try to take out Hamas fighters and then limit as much as possible for humanitarian, ethical, moral grounds as well, to limit collateral damage to civilians. That's the great challenge for Israel. But they don't have a choice. Their mission statement was to destroy Hamas, not degrade Hamas, but destroy them. Yeah. And the only way to do that is to go into Rafah and finish this. And that's going to be bloody, and it's going to be ugly, and there's going to be a lot of fallout publicly, and we'll see more protests in our country, and we may see followers of Hamas, ISIS terrorists, seeking to launch terrorist attacks. We all have to be on the watch because it's going to be a dangerous time.
And Dan, we're going to let you go back to soccer, but the CIA, are they in Yemen? Are they in Niger? Are they in the, with watching the Houthis? Are they anywhere near Hamas? The CIA, anybody from America have the inside line of all this? It seems like the world is on fire. And you like to think that at least our intel is aware of what's going on and so we could avoid, a nuclear war, Dan? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Listen, the political priorities change, and the administrations have talked about a pivot to China, for example. But when I can tell you, when I was at the CIA, and I know carrying on today, the focus is worldwide. It means transnational terrorism. It means Kim Jong-un's and his nuclear program, and Iran and China and Russia and fentanyl coming across our border. It's everything. Yeah. The CIA does it all. Now, what the policymakers choose to focus on, that's a different story. And sometimes that could be frustrating because you collect all this intelligence about a threat, for example, Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Afghanistan, and maybe you feel like we're not doing enough to preempt those threats before they're visited on our shores. But those are political decisions. But, yeah, the CIA is everywhere. Our intelligence community, Defense Intelligence Agency, NSA, they're all out there, full-court press, keeping up their work on behalf of our nation.
All right, Dan Hoppen, Dan the Man, Super Dad, CIA Dad. I still say, you know, you got to do a reality show waiting to happen. You know, I love it, man. Hey, Dad, thank you. Thanks for being a great dad. Thanks for
you. Have a great week, everyone.
All the best to your son, indeed. Thank you, Dan Hoppen. God bless. Dan Hoppen, retired CIA Senior Clandestine Services Officer. That's a scary title, man. Powerful guy in Russia at the time when the KGB is all around. You know, that's where Putin's from. Don't ever forget that. Putin out of the KGB. Hey, Joe on the radio, 751, and Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening. Altered inside parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge looks okay. Lincoln 15, Holland about 25. Problems as you get up through Wappingers Falls and into Hopewell Junction. 82 North at All Angels Hill Road. It's an accident. Pulaski Skyway, an accident by the Tunnelly Circle in Jersey City over by the Holland. 88 is still closed at New Hampshire Ave in Lakewood. Accident with a down pole. Watch for slowdowns on 46 West at the Route 3 merge right by Valley Road, a collision in Clifton. And over on 80 E6 at 34 in Wharton, a debris spill. The left lane is blocked. 78 eastbound local lanes right at the Garden State Parkway. Watch out for an accident. And over on the island, Southern State Parkway eastbound at Route 106, a collision getting out through that North Merrick area. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brandon Tatum can see the trend.
All of this in an attempt to destroy Donald Trump's reputation and destroy being the president of the United States of America. But it's not working, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the polls. Donald Trump is up. If the man is getting indicted 450,000 times and he's going up in the polls, that tell you that American people aren't buying the bullcrap that they're throwing out. Joe Biden is a dead man walking. Everybody can see it. Everybody knows it. Your mama, your grandma, your cousin, them.
The Officer Tatum Show. Weeknights at 8. Right before Sebastian Gorka at 10. On AM 970. The Answer.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Spring into savings during Invite Health's Buy 2, Get 40% Off sales event. The sale is on now. Buy two bottles of any Invite Health product and receive 40% off retail. That's buy two bottles, get 40% off retail. Call us now to get your spring savings today. The number for Invite is 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Introducing our brand new gummy supplements. Gelatin-free, no artificial colors or flavors, just pure goodness from nature. Try our new fiber gummy for digestion and regularity. Make your skin, hair, and joints happy with our new collagen gummy. Don't forget to order the probiotic gummy for a healthy gut. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy two, get 40% off sales event. Call us now at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649.
Today is going to hit a high of 82 degrees, very warm with times of clouds and sun, and a thundershower in spots late this afternoon. Tonight is going to be a low of 53 with increasing clouds, and a shower cannot be ruled out. And tomorrow is going to be cloudy and cooler with a high of 63.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about LifeVac, if I may. I love Arthur Lee's a great guy. Came up with a concept. How to save kids, and he has saved literally thousands of lives. And I tell you the statistics, 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. each year. Did you know that? One child dies every 5 days from choking. And did you know older adults are at increased risk of choking? That's right. So lodged food is the main cause. So even small bite-sized foods, for example, peanuts, grapes, popcorn, it could... I'm telling you, you don't want to lose somebody. The way to do it is do what I do. Go to lifevac.net, lifevac.net. It's non-invasive. It's easy to use. One kit fits the whole entire family. And LifeVac is a simple rescue device that can change your life in a choking emergency. I was with Arthur. He was kind enough to support the Blue Lives Matter. Arthur was out there in Staten Island with me and my big boy Joey and with Chaz Palminteri. And he's a great guy. And when I go out and I see the lives saved from LifeVac, and I see all the pictures of the children whose lives have been saved, then I meet the parents who say, my kid was choking. The kid turned blue. I didn't know what to do. Someone had a LifeVac and saved the child's life. And it works in three simple steps. Place, push, and pull. The LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction, suctions out the food or object. It's that simple, and it can be self-administered. So go to LifeVac.net. You should have one, in my opinion. Do what you have one at home. Keep one in the car as well. LifeVac.net. Made in the USA. FDA registered. It's LifeVac.net.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, coming up to 8 o'clock already. Look at this on a Monday. Going to be a beautiful Monday out of New York. Hearts going out to the Midwest and to Texas where they had some tornadoes. And I know it's been tough, but in the Northeast, you know, out of New York where we are, it was beautiful yesterday. Going to be beautiful today. Look, it rained like crazy. Anybody see that, Joe Sibilia? That rain last night? What happened to that? I got to drive through that.
I got to admit, I was kind of oblivious to the rain. I didn't go out at all. I was literally indoors working all day yesterday.
That's so. Right. You're in love. You don't see those things, but that's okay.
I only see the rainbows. I don't see the rain.
There it is, baby. Alex Garrett is with us. Joe Sibilia is here. Debbie Duhame. Happy birthday, Al Gattulo. Yesterday, Al had a great day. Went back and forth, and we wish him a well-deserved happy birthday. Gordon Chang, right at the top of the hour. Colonel Kurt Schlichter will join us. Jen Kearns on the show. Alan Dershowitz. There's so much to get into with, my goodness, what's happening at Harvard, the Trump immunity case. Tom Holman is with us as well. Hey, we got a radio show. It's Piscopo on the radio, and we're coming right back at
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 67 degrees Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Police are investigating a series of muggings in Central Park over the last week. Police say on Thursday night, 20-year-old woman was punched and sexually assaulted by a man, stole her wallet and phone near 97th Street and West Drive. Around 10 hours later, near 60th and East Drive, a 42-year-old man was held at gunpoint by three suspects who punched him in the face before speeding away on mopeds with the victim's phone and wallet. Latest victim was not injured after fighting back after two suspects. No arrest had been made in any of the three incidents. 24-year-old man dead after being shot in East Flatbush, Brooklyn. Initial incident happened around 8:30 Saturday night at East 54th Street and Church Avenue. Police say that Daquan Buckley was shot multiple times in the stomach. He was taken to the hospital, but he didn't survive. You now know what's going on. Bill Kagan on AM 970, The Answer.
From the studios of AM 970, The Answer, on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan, this is